Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And we are joined here in the studio by two guys who are ringing in the new year by yawning at each other, AJ, Aaron Johnson, and Victor Lewis. How are you?
I wouldn't see that.
Oh, that was pretty blatant.
I mean, it was right in front of you, but still. I'm glad I got him.
I wasn't yawning at him. He yawned and made me yawn, and he did it on purpose, and I do not appreciate that
kind of
behavior.
Yeah, but when you yawned in response, you started to yawn, and then you turned to him and said, you made me do this.
Well, I was trying to cover my mouth. I was being polite.
Oh, yes. So how was your New Year's? I imagine not a whole lot of sleep.
Oh, yeah. Great. I had a great time on New Year's. I was in Greensboro doing bass nectar things.
I was in Raleigh. Awesome. That was good. AJ, how about you?
I was in Raleigh, too.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was a good time. Yeah.
Awesome.
A good time had by all, it seemed like.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of fun. So what are your New Year's resolutions?
I don't want to be that person, but I don't make New Year's resolutions.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
So, in other words, you don't want to be that person, but you just became that person.
Yeah, I did.
Well, I mean, you don't want to be the person, but you are that person.
Yeah, but he said, I don't want to be. Yeah. Then he goes, but. I'm like, oh, great, you're going to be that person.
It's a lot like Valentine's Day. I spend every day appreciating my significant other. I spend every day trying to be a better person.
Oh, now you just
became
that person.
Yeah, there we go.
You weren't that person until just then.
The amount of crap that just came out of his mouth.
I got a stack of books on the floor that I'm going through, including this one on the Enlightenment that I've owned for like 15 years and haven't read yet. So
like
I'm working my way through the stack.
The
Philosophy of the Enlightenment by Ernst Cassirer.
That's pretty cool.
Which I'm 130 pages into right now. So
do you feel more enlightened?
Maybe
it takes 150 to get to the Enlightenment part.
So I'm doing that, and I've got travel plans. So my New Year's resolution is always to just do the things that I like plan to do for 2019 anyway, and just going to sort of check off those boxes over the course of the year. So I feel like I've accomplished my New Year's resolution after going on vacation, which is super cool.
There you go.
Yeah. How about you?
We actually had to discuss it today. Me and Victor did. I am doing a dry January. So I don't know if that's really a New Year's resolution,
no,
but it's I'm trying to go an entire month without having one alcoholic beverage, which, as you guys know, could be slightly difficult for me. I do love a good beer every now and then.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good goal, though.
I'm trying to go through the entirety of January without having an alcoholic beverage.
I like that.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Y'all ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. It is for everyone. If you could only keep one of your toys, which one would you keep and why?
Does this grill I just caught, I just got count? Because I feel like the grill is the toy
I'm
of the
pretty
adult
sure,
man.
Like, when you talk about, yeah.
Mantors.
Like, I don't really
mantors
use
mantors are like electronics and grills.
Yeah.
And,
like, it's not my primary cooking service by any means. It is definitely a toy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and it's
that's a good thing, too. Like, something you have, you use, you like, but you don't need it.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, that counts as a toy. All right. Yeah, grill. That's a good answer.
It's so nice. It's stainless steel. I love it.
I don't know what my answer would be. Like, I don't have a lot of electronic equipment. Like, I have a laptop, but I use that for stuff.
Because I know Brad is more the video gamer than you are, correct?
Brad is way more the video gamer than me. Yeah.
That's right. I was talking to Brad about that.
Yeah. I have played Diablo 3, and that's, like, basically the only video game I've played in 20 years. It's a good game, though,
Grind
right?
Fest Central. It's fun.
It's a fun game.
I mean, if you're going to play something, make it a classic, right?
Yeah, right.
God, what toy would I want to keep? This is actually harder than when you actually start thinking about
it. Right. Well, like, I've been in the process of purging a lot of the stuff that I have and don't really use and don't really need.
Agreed.
So
I'm trying to do that as we do new house things for real.
Oh, yeah. Like, as you're moving or reorganizing.
Unpacking, more like.
Yeah.
Still?
What? Yes, of course.
Oh, that never ends.
Yeah,
that
takes a long time.
Do
you own any toys? I feel like I can't see
that's
you
actually,
having a lot of
that's
stuff.
That's actually a legit question. I'm not sure if I really own any. I mean,
well, you do have the PlayStation.
I have a PlayStation.
That's a toy.
That is a toy.
Okay.
That's probably about the only one I've got.
okay, then the PlayStation.
If you have to keep one of your toys, it's got to be the one you got.
I've got my answer. I have an acoustic guitar. I would keep that.
There you go. That's, okay. That's yeah,
a,
I can
that's
see that.
That's not a toy. That's yeah. a creative outlet, Mr. Keck.
You're a creative outlet.
Yes, I am. That is correct.
Glad we're back on the same page. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question and see where the conversation goes. And if you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor Lewis, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.